What are the main reasons behind your call to shut down the British bases in Cyprus?
My concern is that the bases are being used as an intermediary point in flights to Israel by British and I suspect American planes as well, and have been used for surveillance over Gaza also. And it's very unclear where that information is going. A number of us in Parliament have called for all the information collected by the surveillance flights to be provided to the International Criminal Court for investigation into the killing of so many people in Gaza by Israeli Defence Force. And so I ask myself the question, what is the purpose and point of this base other than to support Israel in its illegal occupation of the West Bank and its continued, even after the ceasefire, continued bombardment of Gaza?
And how do you respond to those who argue that these British bases, which have been here for decades and decades, are crucial for regional security and stability?
What do they mean by stability and security coming from those bases? I ask myself the question, what are the bases actually being used for at the present time? If we want to achieve peace across the region, then that means primarily dealing with the issues facing the Palestinian people, which means an end to the occupation and an end to the bombardment of Gaza. British bases have supported what Israel has been doing in its illegal activities in Gaza and the West Bank, and that to me is the reason why we have to question their whole use and purpose.
Now, this topic's been rumbling on for years, the closure of the British bases and opposition to the British bases. What impact do you believe the closure would have on Cyprus and its relationship with the UK?
Well, the bases were a creation of the independence negotiations of 1960, in which Britain was very keen then to continue to follow a global military strategy, what was called the East of Suez strategy, in which Britain had a global naval and military reach. And Cyprus was a key part of that, as was Aden a key part of that. In the mid-1960s, after Cyprus had become independent, the then government of Harold Wilson pursued a policy of withdrawal from East of Suez and focusing military activities on UK defence and participation in NATO, which was then restricted to the North Atlantic and Western European theatre. And so, you ask yourself the question, what was the point of having bases in Cyprus? Because at the same time, Britain had closed its bases in a number of other places, including Aden, including Singapore, and the military presence had been basically pulled back to Western Europe and the North Atlantic. And so, to me, the base was an anomaly. I also think it's strange that there should be British sovereign bases in what is, albeit divided, but what is an independent country of Cyprus.
Just one final question on this. If it ever came to the point that the bases were to be closed, how would there be a smooth transition, do you think? And what would your message be to the British soldiers stationed here?
Well, the numbers stationed there would obviously be stationed in other places, and that has happened whenever bases have closed around the world. No bases are for all time. Obviously, there would be some economic impact on Cyprus, and it would have to be done by agreement with the Cypriot government of the day. But it seems to me that the role Cyprus has always wanted to play in the region has been one of peace and support for people. And maybe the facilities and the bases could be used for a lot of other things as well. But I think the experience of the past 18 months of this continual flying over Gaza by RAF and I suspect by American planes as well has really put Cyprus into a position where, whether it likes it or not, it's facilitating the most awful things that are going on in Gaza.